Relief efforts are in full swing following a 6.3 magnitude earthquake in Sichuan over the weekend, which has left 5 dead and more than 50 others injured. 35-member rescue team armed police arriving in Tagon Township, the epicenter, just 2 hours after the quake. A total of 11 medical teams now in the region, consisting of around 10,000 medical personnel. Quake damaging around 25,000 homes. Over 6,000 people have been forced to relocate. Both Chinese President Xi Jinping and Premier Li Keqiang have been helping in redirecting resources in the aftermath of the quake. Central government already earmarking some 50 million yuan in relief funds for the disaster area. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi is on his way to Vienna to take part in last-minute Iranian nuclear negotiations. The P5+1 grouping, which includes China, Britain, France, Germany, Russia, and the United States, have been holding talks all weekend in Austria with Iranian officials in an attempt to try to hammer out a final deal before today's deadline comes to pass. If no deal is reached, previously imposed sanctions against Iran will be restored. Iran will also be able to return to its previous enrichment programs. It had been scaling back this year as part of the interim deal.
更多内容请关注可可英语可可 net.com